Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Wow, it is going so fast. This year is going so fast. As we say farewell to December 16th and head into December 17th, we're just over a week away from Christmas and also Hanukkah, which I believe this year starts the same day as Christmas. So it's lots of celebration on the horizon and lots of gift giving and receiving. I know as we prepare to make the road trip to Texas, we've got a pile of gifts that are sitting on the kitchen table. That's where they are collected right now as we make sure, check our list, make sure we haven't forgotten anyone and that anything we need to order and or wrap. We're making a lot of photo arrays for people this year since we are just over, well, at Christmas, we'll be just over a year since our wedding. And so for that reason, we're doing a lot of those types of gifts to thank people for being in the wedding. So we printed, I'm not kidding, Producer Pete, I think we printed close to 75 photos. Because what we're doing is we found these acrylic frames. They're amazing. They are magnetic, really solid, sturdy, about an inch thick, so they stand up on their own. But the two halves come apart. You put pictures in back to back, and then you snap it back together. And they stand up on their own. So you can make them vertical, you make them horizontal, 5x7, 4x6. So the Sunday activity before football kicked off, we were going through all of our wedding photos, our reception photos, and we were uploading into the Walgreens folder, into the Walgreens system, the ones that we wanted printed. And I think he came home from Walgreens with about 75 photos printed. So now the goal is to put them into the frames and then wrap the frames. But it's kind of nice because we never did print any photos before this. Here we are. Tuesday, as in Tuesday tomorrow, is our 1-year anniversary. And so it's kind of fun to be able to look back at these photos and now share them as gifts. The best part were the reception photos because the photographers went around and caught people in candid moments. And whether they're speaking with groups or they got big smiles on their faces, by far my favorite, the dancing photos. Oh my gosh, people with their mouths open, busting a move. My brother caught in all kinds of funny poses, funny dance moves. Amazing. Actually, both my brothers. The good stuff we got out of the reception photos. And so we printed a bunch of those and we're putting them like one formal photo, one candid back to back.
And it usually takes about a year to go through those wedding photos because if you have a photographer that really takes photos, you're dealing with possibly thousands of of photos?
Well, I broke it up into two. So before we went to Hawaii on our honeymoon, which was May 1st, I sent the wedding, just the wedding photos, meaning the ceremony, well, pre-ceremony post, and put those into an album and sent the link to family and friends. But actually, coming up on Tuesday, it'll be an email with the link to the reception photos. 1 year ago, remember where you were exactly 1 year ago today? So we're doing that as kind of a fun, well, he's, my husband's not, I'm doing it, as kind of a fun nod. There were so many pictures of the bride. No one needs that many pictures of me, but there were so many pictures of me, and I had to be really careful which ones I sent, because people only need so many pictures of me. So I made a limited reception photo album, and I'm sending it to family and friends. So that's kind of fun. But yeah, we're turning those into Christmas gifts. So no one better re-gift those is all I'm saying. Don't be right. passing those around. Could you imagine? The ultimate slight would be to show up at someone's house, say a year down the road, 2 years down the road, and you see the frame and they've got different pictures in it. Why do I feel like my sister-in-law is going to do exactly that? She's going to use the photo because it's such a good, solid frame. And she's going to take the pictures out that we gave her and put her own photos in.
See,
I actually would bet money that might happen.
Now, everyone should want to give a gift that with the goal to not have it be regifted. So when you're planning your gifts,
yep.
When you're planning your gifts, when you're putting together your lists and whatnot, make it an objective to give somebody a gift that you know is not going to be regifted, and that's a big accomplishment.
My mother always taught me the best gift is something you want for yourself.
Right.
She always taught me that if it's something you really want, it will make a great gift for someone else. So that's generally how I try to do gifts. Now, obviously, you're talking about different genders, different people, different ages, that kind of thing. Maybe not. So I want a horse. I'm assuming that most of my family members do not want a horse. But that's what my mom always taught me. If it's something in a store that catches your eye, another female, a bag that you think is really cool, well, give it away as a gift because those make the best gifts. So I agree with you. If you give good gifts, they're unlikely to get re-gifted. The issue, though, is that sometimes people don't have the same taste. If it's someone you don't know well, we're not talking about gifts that your kids give you, for heaven's sakes. We're talking about gifts that you might get at an office party, or that I might give you, or that you might give me. But now that you know I don't like candy canes, you won't be giving me any candy canes.
Or anything mint or anything.
Nothing mint.
If you're giving Amy BLT sandwiches with mayo.
Oh. Why would anyone ever give mayo to anyone ever?
Big jar of mayo.
No, that's disgusting. So disgusting. I'm sorry. Another thing, I don't like mayo. I don't like mint. I'm trying to think of something else I don't like. I have some weird taste, but when I was younger, I didn't like mustard. Now I do. When I was younger, I didn't like bananas. Now I do. So sometimes your tastes change.
So if you saw a peppermint patty next to a Hellman's mayo in the store, you'd be disgusted.
Oh, I might turn around and never go back in that store again. When I was younger, I ate a lot of Apple Jacks. I don't eat those anymore, though. Ooh. I suppose they're still good. Yeah. I'm trying to think of something else. Oh, my gosh. When I was a kid, I wouldn't eat beets if someone paid me. My mom would make me sit at the table and I would stare at the bowl of beets. I could not eat them. Of course, she was getting the canned pickled beets. Ooh. Fresh beets are entirely different. They're actually really good. Now I love beets, but I did not eat them when I was a kid. So your tastes change, but I've never liked mint. So that's, if you gave me a piece of spearmint gum, let's say that I had the worst breath in the history of the planet. I suppose that's a possibility. And you offer me a piece of spearmint gum. That would taste worse.
Garlic forever.
Worst coffee and garlic breath ever. But I still don't want it. Don't want your spearmint gum. Do you believe in regifting? I suppose it's a philosophy. People are really disappointed in me, Pete, because we don't agree on this. I say give the gift a home. Don't just let it sit and collect dust. Go give it to someone who can use it. 855-212-4227 at ALOL Radio on our Facebook page as well. If you haven't yet voted for Monday MVP, you can. It's out there. I'm already seeing questions, by the way, come in for Ask Amy Anything, and we haven't even put a post up yet. Hey. People are asking. So it was a big secret. You were here last week. When I mentioned that my husband had planned three surprises for the weekend. So our anniversary is Tuesday, but he had planned three surprises for the weekend. One, there's a photo up on Twix so you can see it. But people are asking, what were the other two? Should I wait until you ask me?
Yes, I think you should.
Okay, I'll wait until you ask me.
We're bringing in the video component. We should save it.
Okay. It's a good question. Really good question. Good holiday questions. But yes, Tuesday is our anniversary, so lots of you sending sweet messages. I really appreciate that.
And one of the two other events was not a regifting expo.
It was not a regift in any way. It was just, yeah. It was just, they were all good surprises. I managed to guess all three of them right before we did them. I didn't try guessing earlier on. I just went with the flow, but I could tell by his face. I didn't guess him on first try. It took me a few tries, but each one of them I was able to guess before we actually did it.
see, my wife, if I do those surprises for her, mm-hmm. she'll want to constantly guess, and I say, I'm not going to say anything, and she'll do the same thing.
She can tell by your face?
She will say what it is or something close to it right before it happens, and there it goes. There goes the surprise.
Well, I have two surprises for him on Tuesday. So he did the weekend. I'm doing the actual anniversary day, which, of course, I can't tell you now because he listens to the show during the day when I'm sleeping. But as part of Ask Amy Anything, our last one before the holidays, if you want, you can also ask me what I did for him or what we're doing together.
I'm waiting for like 300 questions for
300 questions. Yeah, we should put up the post early so people know it's going to be live on Twitch TV again.
Right after the show, it will be up. I will put it up before
on Facebook.
Yes.
I'm sorry, YouTube. YouTube or Facebook? Oh, wait, we're talking about the post.
The post.
Got it. The Ask Amy post. My faux pas.
I will put the Ask Amy post up right after the show.
Gotcha. Okay, so that way you've got a couple of days then to get your creative, innovative questions in for Ask Amy Anything. Last one before Christmas. I'm not going to bother you with my Christmas schedule, only to say I am working between Christmas and New Year's and also working New Year's night because it's the college football playoff, the expansion of it. So we get I think that's the quarterfinals on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, I believe. And then on into early January, we have the national semifinals and then the championship, which is Martin Luther King Jr. weekend. So they're pushed back a bit this year. But we've got both NFL playoffs as well as college football playoff on the horizon. So don't want to take off all that time between Christmas and New Year's. There's a lot happening. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Also online at A-Law Radio. And then our Facebook page, our YouTube channel as well, if you want to have it ready for when we have our latest, greatest video version of Ask Amy Anything. We're going to get to the Raiders and Falcons because we have to. Just kidding. We're going to get to them because there are quarterback questions for the Falcons. Maybe not internally, but definitely externally. And Kirk Cousins also talking about his own play over the last five games in which he's had, ready for this, one touchdown pass, nine interceptions. So it's been a mess for a veteran QB that earned a lot of money, even though he was dealing with a torn Achilles when the Falcons signed him. So you'll hear about that coming up. Way to go, Bijan Robinson, over 1,000 yards for the first time in his career, and then the Raiders. I don't even know why Antonio Pierce is still the head coach. And it's not because I think it's all his fault. He doesn't have a quarterback. Right now they stand to draft number one overall. So there's a lot of talk, mock drafts, that the Raiders will end up with Shedeur Sanders. Don't know what the Sanders family will say about that and whether or not Deion will orchestrate something. I don't know, Pete, if you heard, he did come out over the weekend, I believe, and say he would not... Well, he sort of denied it, just that it's not true that he said he doesn't want his son playing for the Giants. So we'll see what happens. But something tells me there's going to be a wrinkle there.
I don't think he's going to end up on the Giants either way.
You think that despite the fact that they've lost nine in a row, they're not going to have the number one pick?
Well, they'll have the number one pick, but I think they're going to go with Ward instead.
Ah, got you. Okay.
I don't see. I think they're going one way and Shedeur is going another way.
Okay.
It might be a little more cut and dry as we get closer than we think.
interesting, too, because there are a lot of people, and I don't want to go down this rabbit hole too far, but there are a lot of people who are already thinking that Travis Hunter may end up in New England, because if they draft number three, and we don't know exactly when they're drafting, they still got two games against the Bills, and one of those got flexed to Sunday Night Football. Why? Someone tell me why. I get that Josh Allen is an MVP candidate, but are you kidding me? Why in the world would you flex that game to Sunday Night Football?
It could also that could also be numbers. Like, how many times have the Bills been on Sunday night? How many times have the Patriots been on Sunday night?
I don't care. Flex a different game. Flex their game against the Jets if you want to put them in prime time.
No more Jets, please.
Okay, well, no more Patriots and the Bills? That could be a bloodbath.
Yeah, but at least you're getting Josh Allen.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm actually feeling bad for the Patriots. Anyway, there is some talk that potentially they could end up with Travis Hunter at number three, who just won the Heisman. But yeah. Climbing out of that rabbit hole, because first I want to talk about the Detroit Lions and what has been, sadly, a really depressing theme for them this season.
Jared takes, gives to Montgomery, hesitates, inside the five, inside the two, to the end zone, touchdown Detroit Lions. Give the assist to Big Penei Sewell that time, who just came up and shoved them the last yard into the end zone, and the Lions add to that lead.
Dan Miller on Lions Radio. Man, we have enjoyed seeing the running back tandem of David Montgomery, the veteran, and Jahmyr Gibbs, second-year running back. It's been awesome. Second-year running back, right? It's been awesome to see the two of them and the way that they've both been so productive behind that Lions offensive line, which is one of the best in football. But we found out from Dan Campbell, not only did they lose potentially three more guys, key guys from their defense, but also losing David Montgomery.
He's going to require surgery that'll put him out for the rest of the year, you know, and he had gotten it at some point yesterday in that game. I mean, David's so tough, man. You know, he continued to play through and then got it checked out today and, you know, and realized that's what it was. And, I mean, he's just the ultimate teammate, ultimate competitor. You know, we're going to miss him, man.
I hate this for Montgomery because he's been a Lion, right? He's been so faithful for them, and he's battled through some other injuries in his career. But to have them be on the cusp, maybe, the injuries at some point are going to take a toll. But to have them run through 11 consecutive wins, this is his second season with the Lions. He's been in the NFC North, right? He was with the Bears, remember, made that jump. Last year was over 1,000 yards. He's been a guy who has worked so hard for them and fits their system so well. And now with what they're calling a sprained MCL. You hear Dan Campbell say he's likely going to need surgery. I did see the reports that he's going to get a second opinion in the hopes that he might be able to avoid the surgery, but it sounds like the decision has mostly been made. He'll be out the rest of the way, and he's not the only one. So David Montgomery, a big blow for them, but I think their offense can sustain it more than can their defense. On the defensive side of the ball, three more guys potentially that will be out. But the big ones, starting defensive lineman Aleem McNeil, torn ACL. So not only is he out for the rest of this season, but it'll be a while before he can get back out there on the field again, considering what is usually an 8 to 9 month on the quick side recovery for a torn ACL. And then starting cornerback Carlton Davis, a broken jaw in that loss yesterday against the Bills. Lest you think that football is not a tough and violent sport, he needs surgery. He's sidelined indefinitely as well. And then another cornerback, a season-ending ankle injury, that's Khalil Dorsey. So three more contributors on the defensive side of the ball, and now they lose David Montgomery as well. You can understand why, even with the 12-2 mark and the franchise record 11 consecutive wins that was snapped yesterday, this is tough for them to stomach.
Those guys helped us get to this point, so we owe it to them. They laid it on the line for us.
A dozen rushing touchdowns for David Montgomery. Jahmyr Gibbs has slightly more yards, but there's a chance that Montgomery would have finished over 1,000 yards as well. Jahmyr Gibbs has got 14 total touchdowns, 11 of them on the ground. But David Montgomery, he's their workhorse. So often you see him, the tough physical runner that he is, refuses to go down. I feel like it's always leg day for David Montgomery because he's constantly churning for the extra yards. I mean, I woke up to this news and put it out there on Twix. How many more injuries can the Lions withstand? We know defensively all of the defections and the losses are causing Dan Campbell to rely more heavily on his offense. That includes going for an onside kick early in the second half against the Bills. That includes being uber aggressive on fourth down, sometimes to the detriment of the team. So I hate this for them, for David specifically, because he's been part of them building this new culture. I just don't know how much more of this they can take and keep up the level of play that they've had. Though, again, on the offensive side, they're relatively healthy. Montgomery's a big loss. On the defensive side, and think about games against the Bills, maybe a game against Minnesota. I know they're not always an offensive juggernaut, but Sam Darnold had 5 touchdown passes a week ago. Some of the Eagles who can dominate time of possession and can put pressure on defenses with drives that last 10 minutes, for heaven's sakes. How could the Lions potentially withstand that? Even the Packers, and I know they just beat the Packers, but it was a close game. And think about when the Packers jump out with a good, strong, solid first quarter and they take the onus and they'll maybe score on their first or second possessions. That also can put pressure on a Lions team. So yeah, I hate this for them. We'll see what happens moving forward, but adversity, obviously part of any successful run in any sport, but definitely the NFL, you get this deep in the season. At A-Law Radio, you can find me online. Also on our Facebook page, I'll put our question up there. Some of you are incredulous that I would believe in regifting. At least I'm being honest about it. I think some people might not tell the truth. 855-212-4227. Vote for Monday MVP as we say sayonara Monday. Get thee behind me. And soon we'll have your candidates for TD of the week. Coming up next, Bill Belichick answers some of your questions about UNC, about the process the first week. Did you see the reception he got at the basketball game on Saturday? Wowzers. But also, NFL still a possibility? Only Jim Gray would answer the question, or would ask the question, I should say. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Apparently, I have really disappointed Ed, one of our listeners who found us online at A-Law Radio. Amy, and this is in response to the regifting question. Do you believe in regifting? Hey, Ed, 1 in 3 Americans believe in regifting. He says, no, this can't be. How could you? Well, it's better than throwing it away, is it not? Don't even try to tell me, those of you who are listening, that you never, ever, ever get rid of a gift that you can't use, or that you don't, like, you'll use it even if you don't want it. So if you don't want it, but you still use it, that's not always the case. I mean, most people won't in the comfort of their own homes, so why not rehome it? Forget, if we called it rehoming, would it be better than regifting? Find a new home for the gift? Find a usable, viable option.
I think I
extend its life.
I don't mind you giving it a new home. I don't like the part where you put it, you wrap it up, and you.
What if you never unwrapped it? Let's see. Okay, how about that? Well, you wouldn't know what it was. What if you got it in a gift bag? You never used it. You just put it back in the bag. You're not redoing it. You're just putting it back in the bag.
But I would want to tell the person, hey, look, I got this. I can't use it. I think you can use it.
Do you think your aunt, 4 times removed, would care whether or not you got it from someone else?
Maybe. Maybe. Especially if it depends upon certain gifts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right. It can happen. You never know. Someone can look at it the wrong way, and then all of a sudden you're in a
fight.
Which
is why you don't necessarily need to tell them. It'd be a little bit like having a political discussion at the holidays. You already know how your relative feels. It's the opposite of you or the opposite of me. Why even bring it up? It's only going to start a fight.
Political discussion should be retired for the holidays.
That's true. But you know that's not the case, because there are some people, we won't mention any names, who actually have been instructed to not spend time with their family members if they believe the other way. Oh, Lordy. We've lost all perspective. Get a grip.
Or the one person that will sit there, everything's going fine, and then light the fuse, and then it's all over.
Because it's a tinderbox. You're sitting on a tinderbox.
That's right.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Bill Belichick making multiple media appearances on Monday. One of those on Pat McAfee, which we'll get to a little bit later in the show, because he was talking about his first days on the job at UNC and what it's been like. And I'm sure you're not surprised to hear that many recruits are reaching out to them. I don't know how much recruiting he has to do with his first year, because they've already got kids in the transfer portal and families through agents reaching out to them at UNC. That should tell you whether or not Bill Belichick at 72 years old still translates with a younger generation. But he was, of course, asked on McAfee, but also on Let's Go, about his NFL future. And that's major speculation. And I think it's probably something that he'll have to answer with families of potential recruits as well, especially if these young people are still in high school, where they're trying to plan for their future. Do they want to go to UNC over, say, another school? Maybe they're not one of those players that earns $10 million, so you're not going to the highest bidder. Instead, you're trying to find the right fit. Is Bill Belichick going to be there the entire time? Well, Bill was on his own radio show on Sirius XM, Let's Go with Jim Gray, and they put other guys in there too, Max Crosby, Peter, longtime NFL insider.
King.
Peter King, thank you. Sorry, Pete. Pete's actually been on the show. But Bill Belichick was asked whether or not football in the NFL is still a possibility. And I know Jim Gray had to ask it, but of course it's not easy with Belichick.
And do you feel as though you might have had and would have had opportunities in the NFL?
You know, that's a hard question to answer, Jim, because ultimately those aren't my decisions. But sure, I think there would have been some interest. But in the end, really, it's not about what there could have been or would have been. It was about the opportunity at North Carolina. And I just think this program is at the right spot now to take off. Chancellor Roberts and the Board of Trustees have made a strong commitment toward football at North Carolina. And I'm here with Mike Lombardi as our general manager to you know, do all we can to accelerate that process. And we're gonna get the team, you know, make it as competitive as we can as soon as we can.
Have you left the door open?
Jim, you know I don't discuss contracts.
Well, forget the contract. Have you left the door open that perhaps at some point in your life you'll be back in the National Football League?
No, I'm here at North Carolina. I want to be at Carolina, and I'm excited about being at Carolina.
He had a big smile on his face the entire time, but this speaks to where Belichick is now, the fact that he'll actually answer the questions with a smile as opposed to shutting people down and nipping it in the bud. Those come from his Let's Go podcast on SiriusXM NFL Radio along with Jim Gray. More, though, coming up about his first week on the job. I'm telling you, the man is all smiles. This is, when he says it's his dream job, this is accurate. He is so excited to be into this new challenge. The number of times Belichick said the word excited, and I listened to almost the entire interview from McAfee, the number of times he's expressed his excitement and enthusiasm, it's overwhelming. I don't think I've ever seen Belichick like this, not in 20 plus years of coaching the Patriots. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence at A-Law Radio, getting a lot of your responses about whether or not regifting is appropriate or is acceptable. And I feel like, Pete, as much as you and I, we'd like to pretend as though we have some, I don't know, one or two portions of our pinkies that might be cool, I'll just readily admit, most of me am not cool. I'm old. And so we bring in someone who can represent the cool kids. Our friend Liam is here, works for one of our New York station, so a news station, works in the traffic department, still in school. And Liam and I connected because I did it. Was it a Zoom? Was I on a Zoom with you?
No, it was a panel at the IBS.
Panel. Yeah. Okay, so they're a local in Long Island, on Long Island, say, actually in New York City one time, but a local establishment that brings together a bunch of students, various interests in broadcasting and media, and then we are invited as panelists to go and speak. And so I always say to the students, hey, if you want to come hang out with us on a show overnight, I'm happy to host you and you can see what happens behind the scenes. So Liam took me up on that because he's already got an ID to get in the building, so we didn't have to run him a background check on him. Anyway, Liam, we need the cool kids, the cool generation.
I hope I'm not your representation for the cool kids.
Well, you're cooler than we are, so you'll have to do. Let's first talk about Belichick, because you're about the age. You're in college age. You don't have to tell us how old, but you're in college, and Bill Belichick is going and speaking to families and recruits and students about your age. First of all, do you know Bill Belichick's resume?
Yeah, I'm familiar. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So number one, yes, because I feel like that's a question. Do 18-year-olds, not that you're that young, but do teenagers know who Bill Belichick is? Number two, would it be cool to talk to him or play for him?
I think so. I think nowadays a lot of the NFL and just sports in general is seeing so much of the, oh, there's so much softness and nobody's tough anymore. So maybe there's a resurgence of the, yeah, I'm going to play for a hard-nosed coach and maybe, you know, get my my tail end busted a little bit, you know. And then also, too, I think the second run that him and Brady went on kind of made sure that he is one of the, if not the greatest coach in NFL history. I think the first four Super Bowls were, all right, that's them. But then the second two Super Bowls that they won together, it kind of cemented the fact that not only does he have it, but even after, you know, the prime of Tom Brady, he still was able to deliver in the playoffs.
Those are some different Super Bowls, to be sure. The one against the Rams especially stands out. Okay, so Bill Belichick still got clout. Young people still know who he is and would potentially want to play for him, especially if they have designs of getting to the NFL. I think that's not that Liam does, but, you know, maybe as a, let's see, punter?
Maybe. Yeah.
Wide receiver?
Sure.
Not absolutely.
Not that fast.
Okay, so then this idea of regifting. We're going to ask someone who's a little bit younger than Pete and I I don't know how much gift giving you do amongst friends or colleagues, that kind of thing. But what about regifting? Good idea, bad idea?
So when you first brought it up, I was like, of course not. You can't regift. But then when you kind of wrapped it up nice, you put a bow on it, and you were
like, thank you. Wow. Nice pun. I like it.
And you were like, I, what are you going to do? Throw it out? Keep it in the closet? Now, usually I would just put it away. And then when I'm
Put it away where?
In the closet, under the bed, somewhere where I wouldn't see it. And then when I see it, I eventually would feel worse about keeping it, not using it. So maybe I should start regifting now.
So this is the point. We're talking to Liam. Liam says he would have put it away somewhere where he doesn't see it. That's the whole idea. In your attic, in a basement, in a closet, in a drawer. It's collecting dust. It's taking up space. We as Americans have far too much crap anyway. Why not rehome it? Yeah. I like rehoming better than regifting.
I do too. I like rehoming is a better word.
So your assignment, your mission, should you choose to accept it, Liam, is to find a gift that needs a new home. Something that someone gave you. Here's the worst part. 3-4 years down the road, have you ever pulled something out of a closet and thought, where did I get this from? That's the worst.
Yeah.
Might as well give it a new home, Pete.
Look, like I said before, I don't mind it. I just don't like it disguised as a gift. It's just me.
But it is a gift.
I know.
There are all types of definitions of a gift.
I know. By the end of the show, you might have me squished.
But, I've convinced Liam. I feel as though my influence is not completely lost. Let's see. A couple of your responses at A-Law Radio. One dude says, depends on the gift. Well, yes, of course. If your child, your grandmother, your someone that's very special to you, or someone that's going to be offended by it, gives you a gift. Like my nieces, for instance, they would make me some of the rather interesting bracelets and necklaces, or they would color me pictures or whatever. Well, you're not going to re-gift something that personal. But if it's a box of chocolates that you know you're not going to eat. So I don't particularly love boxes of chocolates. It's just not my kind of thing. Give me a box of donuts and I'm all in. But a box of chocolates, maybe not. So if you're not going to use it and you don't open it, why not give it to your next door neighbor, Nancy, who loves boxes of chocolates and maybe doesn't have anyone to give her a box of chocolates? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
But do you need to tell Nancy that, hey, I don't want these so you can have them? That seems kind of rude.
I think it's fair.
I feel like that's kind of rude. Hey, I didn't get you something yourself. I just decided that this cast-off gift I would give to you.
I don't think it. I think it would be you get an extra brownie points for doing that.
I thought of you.
Yeah.
I thought of you. Okay, a couple more. Red says, re-gift to a homeless shelter. I'm sure it would be greatly appreciated. That
yes.
Or say a fire station.
Yes.
Some type of public service or public servant that could use it. Another one said, I like this from Phil. Phil's on our side, Liam. Yes, it's perfectly fine to re-gift. Once you receive something, it's yours. Whatever you choose to do with it, it's nobody's business. Well, that's true, unless you are going to be one of those who flip-flops and wants a gift back. Once you give a gift to someone, you can't tell them what to do with it, can you? No.
No.
I don't think you can tell people how to handle their gifts.
That's up to them.
Right. Okay. So would you be offended if someone re-gifted an item that you first gave to them?
That's a trap question.
It is.
That was
it is very much
question.
A trap question.
That
just
was a trap question.
What I do for a living. I ask people questions.
Yeah, I will say I'm still not on this train yet.
There's still time, Pete. We still have 2+ hours to go.
Okay. All right.
Also, if you haven't seen the GIF that Pete chose on Twix, it's tremendous. So good.
Yes.
I haven't thought about that show in a really long time, but honestly, it had to be one of the funniest shows
that, is
that
a
was
classic,
on TV.
A classic show. Even somebody now, somebody today that may not even know those people are, would love that show.
Oh, absolutely. And I want to say their names, but I won't. But at least two of them really, their humor was timeless. They were still icons well after they were in their prime, so to speak.
Right. The two of them were very much into the comedy before that show and then after as well.
Yes. So good. I like it. I'm going to see if I can find one on Facebook. I'm putting it up now. After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Are we ready for TD of the Week?
Yeah, we will.
Okay. That's coming up next. Your candidates for TD of the Week, 855-212-4227. Liam, thank you.
Thank you.
For hanging out with us. I like the fact that Bill Belichick could still get Liam's attention and also that he's on my side because that's yay. Here's our latest sports update. Yay. And here's Pat Boyle.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
All right, Amy, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. This one sealed it inside the House of Noise. Skull chants erupting all night long.
Offset eye right behind Darnold. Hand off Akers. Stretch out to the right. Encountered at the line of scrimmage. Grinds his way for a touchdown. Cam Akers with his first rushing touchdown this year.
Paul Allen, Vikings radio, the call that made it 27-6. The Vikings beat the Bears 30-12 for their seventh straight win. Minnesota now joins the Lions and the Eagles as the three NFC teams who are all 12-2. Sam Darnold threw for 231 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. Justin Jefferson had 73 receiving yards and that score from Darnold, while Aaron Jones had 106 scrimmage yards and a touchdown as well. The Bears, meanwhile, lose their eighth in a row. They are now 4-10. In Las Vegas, after a 12-point lead with 3 minutes to go, imagine hearing this on the final play as a Falcons fan.
Ritter on a straight drop now. Up in the pocket, going to hang it for the end zone, and it is intercepted by Atlanta to end the game. Holy smokes. Your heart's in your throat when Ritter throws it in the end zone. And Jesse Bates has come away with the interception to end the ball game.
It's an interception. That's the end of the game.
West Durham Falcons radio. Atlanta escapes to win 15-9. They're now 7-7, but head coach Raheem Morris not beating around the bush after the game when asked about his QB, Kirk Cousins.
He's got to play better. And, you know, obviously you got to go back, you got to be able to look at everything. But, you know, he wants to play better. He's got to play better. We got to find a way to get him to play better. And obviously, we'll get to work tomorrow, and that's a part of our process, right? You go, you look at the tape, you review it with the people that needs to be reviewed with, we'll talk with everybody, and we got to play better at the quarterback position.
Cousins had just 112 yards with a touchdown and another pick. Morris then dodged a question about potentially turning to Michael Penix Jr. at QB, the rookie who they drafted eighth overall back in April. I'm Pat Boyle.
855-212-4227. That's the number to get in touch with us, the Infinity Sports Network. Give us a call, 855-212-4227. It's a Touchdown Tuesday on After Hours.
Firing for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown!
Takes it himself to the pylon.
One man to beat 10. He's gone.
They throw in the end zone. Touchdown. Hey, the guy missed. He's inside the five. He's to the 3-2-1. Tops the feathers melting into the end zone.
To cast your vote for the TD of the week, give us a call at 855-212-4227. The Baltimore Ravens.
Lamar for the gun takes the snap. Drops the throw. Fires to the middle, and he's got Mark Andrews with a record-setting touchdown for the Ravens tight end. Mark Andrews gives the Ravens not only their first points of the game, but it is also the 48th touchdown of his career, the most in Ravens team history.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Here's the snap, chest high. Mayfield looking to his left, looking to his left, still looking to his left, directing traffic. Throws the ball downfield. Caught ball! Mike Evans down the sideline. Is he inbounds to the 10? 5, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Touchdown, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The Denver Broncos.
Quads to the right. Four receivers right. This is going to be a double pass. They throw it, complete it, throw it back to Richardson. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted, Nick Bonino. Bonino to the end zone. Touchdown, Denver.
The Green Bay Packers.
Love looks over the defense. Takes the snap. He's back to pass. Love has time. Bouncing in the pocket. Lofts it deep down the middle of the field for the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Green Bay. Romeo Doubs, his second of the night. Jordan Love with a moon ball down the middle, and Doubs underneath the goalpost with a sliding catch. He picked it right off the top of the turf.
Our candidates for TD of the week, and once again, hard to pick the four candidates. You can always send your write-in votes, but we decided these were fairly dramatic and also significant touchdown moments. You hear Jerry Sandusky on Ravens Radio with Mark Andrews, the record-setting touchdown, now has more career touchdown catches than anyone else in Ravens history, or more career touchdowns, I should say, other than Lamar Jackson. It's weird the way they separate these two categories, right? So Mark Andrews, it's really neat. And Lamar was even talking about the fact that they came in together and they get to share this moment. So congratulations to him. So that's Ravens Radio. Also, Gene Deckerhoff on Bucks Radio. Mike Evans, he is a beast. 159 yards. Don't quote me on that, but something along those lines. 159 yards, couple of touchdowns, and a blowout victory for the Buccaneers after they fell into a hole against the Los Angeles Chargers. Yeah, two of the four. Nine catches, 159 yards, two of the four touchdowns for Baker Mayfield. And now the Bucks are one game up in the race for another NFC South Division title. We also had Ryan Radke on Westwood One with a perfect call of Romeo Doubs' second touchdown on Sunday Night Football. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. The slow-mo, really the ISO cam, but the slow-mo on our show Twix at Amy After Hours. I don't know how he did it. He was running a pick route initially, and then he decided he would go straight to the post. He gets behind his defender. The ball is low, so it's coming in from Jordan Love at this trajectory where it's dropping, dropping, dropping. Doubs goes down, lays out, and snags it. I mean, he lifts it off the turf just about a couple of inches before it hits the ground. It was really impressive. And the Packers get a big win on Sunday Night Football. And what am I missing? What's the fourth one, Producer Pete?
Hang on. I was doing
I got it. I got you. Dave Logan on Broncos Radio. Yes, Nick Benito with what was a foiled trick play. Oh, my gosh. What were the Colts doing? It's bad enough where you have to ride the roller coaster with Anthony Richardson. But there they design this trick play, and he ends up. Benito steps in front of the lateral back to Richardson for, was it Adonai Mitchell, and is able to take it to the house for the touchdown. Oh, okay. Sometimes I get started and I forget where we began, but we'll get that poll up.
It's up.
It's up. Producer Pete's got the poll up for TD of the week, so we're heading into a touchdown Tuesday. Ravens, Bucks, Broncos, Packers. We could have put Devontae Adams in there, a long touchdown for him and what was an incredible second half performance. All 198 receiving yards for him coming in the second half of the Jets game on Sunday as they are able to end their losing skid. Not that they're going to make the playoffs. Poll is available at Amy After Hours or on Facebook momentarily. And you still have a couple minutes left to vote for Monday MVP as well, so we're crossing over. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Couple more of your responses as I'm telling you that one in three Americans, according to the recent study, will in fact re-gift. And so if you feel like it can have a more appropriate home or a home where it's going to be more useful, I say, why not? It's better than throwing it away. And I saw this one post from a Baltimore listener. I've re-gifted hats, pots and pans, and gift cards. I've actually re-gifted gift cards from restaurants that I might not go to. I mean, I feel like that's appropriate and also helpful. It's nice.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.